Welcome to NatServ Digital Platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ, your bank.
977 News.
Ministry of Energy Makoso Chikote has attributed the fuel shortage experience in some parts of the country to logistical challenges and not depleted reserves. In international news, dozens of Israeli settlers launched arson attacks targeting a Palestinian warehouse, a Bedjoin village and a farmland in the north of the occupied West Bank on Tuesday.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Minister of Energy Makoso Chikote has attributed the fuel shortage experienced in some parts of the country to logistical challenges and not depleted reserves. Chikote says as of Tuesday, 11th November 2025, the country had 57,385,360 litres of diesel and 40,082,000 litres of petrol in stock. He adds that the supply situation remains secure and the temporary challenges were mainly caused by delays in the transportation and distribution chain. The Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, through its mortality surveillance department, says it is working to identify and understand the leading causes of death in the country. At the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, the stationed team collects detailed information from medical records and death certificates to determine the cause of death. The institute says for deaths that occur in the community, a process called verbal autopsy is used. In a Facebook post, the institute says the process involves engaging family members, the deceased, to understand what happened before death to provide valuable insights into mortality trends across the population.
977 News.
In other news, the Bank of Zambia has cut the monetary policy rate by 25 basis points, setting it at 14.25% following signs of easing inflationary pressure. Bank Governor Dr. Danny Kalialia says inflation slowed further in the third quarter, with projections showing a faster decline toward the lower end of the target range. He has, however, cautioned that inflation remains above the target band and market expectations are still elevated, prompting a major and cautious reduction in the rate. The bank says the decision aims to support economic recovery while keeping inflation risks in check over the forecast horizon. Meanwhile, the Bank of Zambia has withdrawn 13.7 billion kwacha of the old currency from the market following the introduction of the new currency. According to the bank, only 3.1 million is still on the market.
977 News.
A consortium of NGOs in the Copperbelt province has warned that anyone inciting citizens to protest against the constitution-making process on Friday should be arrested. Consortium representative, who is also Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Godaza Executive Director Elias Mulenga, says some sponsored NGOs are urging people to wear black on Friday afternoon as a sign of protest, which it says is against the laws of Zambia. Mulenga has emphasized that Zambia has only one president who can direct citizens on national matters and questioned the authority of those calling for Black Friday. He says the consortium strongly supports Bill 7 and the constitution-making process, which he says is backed by law and the Constitution of Zambia, specifically Article 79. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news this evening, President Hakainde Hichilema has officially opened a three-day EU-Zambia-Lobito Corridor Business Forum at Siela Resort in Chongwe District. Speaking during the event, the President reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to fostering regional trade and sustainable partnerships that promote job creation and economic growth. The event is aimed at strengthening economic and trade partnerships between Zambia and the European Union. Coming up, International News.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, dozens of Israeli settlers launched arsonist attacks targeting a Palestinian warehouse, a Bedouin village and farmland in the north of the occupied West Bank on Tuesday. Several Palestinians were injured. The incidents were the latest in a recent surge in settler violence, coinciding with the olive harvest season when Palestinians head to their agricultural land around towns and villages. It comes just after the UN's humanitarian office said that the number of violent attacks by settlers last month was the highest since it began collecting figures nearly 20 years ago. You're still listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, Barcelona president Joan Laporta says it is unrealistic that record goal scorer Lionel Messi will return to the club, but he wants to hold a tribute match. Forward Messi, 37, made a surprise visit to the Nou Camp last week, saying he wants to come back and not just to say goodbye as a player. The eight-time Ballon d'Or winner left Barcelona for Paris Saint-Germain in 2021. He moved to Inter Miami in 2023 and last month signed a new contract which runs until 2028. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
Ministry of Energy Makozo Chikote has attributed the fuel shortage experienced in some parts of the country to logistical challenges and not depleted reserves. In international news, dozens of Israeli settlers launched arson attacks targeting a Palestinian warehouse, a Bedouin village and farmland in the north of the occupied West Bank on Tuesday. Thank you for joining us. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
Every now and then, we all have a financial pressure. But with a NatQuick loan from NatSave, you can sort it out. Kasove fast with a NatQuick loan. For more details, visit your nearest NatSave branch or email us on info@natsave.co.zm. You can also visit our website, www.natsave.co.zm. National Savings and Credit Bank. NatSave, your bank.
Welcome to NatSave Digital Platforms. You can now use your NatSave mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatSave wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatSave. NatSave. Your bank.
Home of great radio. Bifaka Radio, 977 FM.
I'm not loving you, way I wanted to, what I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and that haunted me on the way home. So you'll never know, never, never know, never know enough, till it's over, love, till we.